This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlight some of the things that are taking place. And we're going to be talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. I found myself the other day watching a documentary. Everybody knows who this individual is. And just watching the progression from the very beginning to the very end, and how this individual started out perfectly pure, beautiful, talented, all-American, and then before you knew it, she was raised up in a church, and before you knew it, she was not serving the Lord. Now she was serving the devil, yet she still thought she was serving the Lord. And then you go to the funeral, and it's like, whoa, wait a second. What are you guys talking about? What Bible are you making reference to? Oh, you know, now that I think about it, they didn't make one. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to basically premise that conversation off of what Anton LaVey, the Black Pope, the author of the Satanic Bible, he had said, the very first scripture of his Bible, do what you want to do. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. God said, thou shalt not. They say, no, do what you want to do. And that's what I find many of these movie stars and these pop stars and these rock stars doing. They call themselves Christians, and then yet they serve the devil. And then when they die, the preacher's right there to give way to everybody and reassure and justify everybody in that room that this person's going to hell. I'm sorry, going to heaven, no matter that they lived like the devil their whole lives. It's just absolutely incredible to me. But we'll be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Before we do that, again, jumping over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, this isn't a broken record. As I shared with you the other day, it seems like I'm saying the same things on a daily basis. Well, friends, you're hearing the same things on a daily basis. I'm giving you the answer. They're showing you the problem. And it's not our job to magnify the problem. It's our job to magnify the law against the problem, to establish judgment and righteousness so we may have peace within the gate. That's the purpose of law, right? So that we might have peace. But I'm saying this for the very purpose, friends, that the people have to deal with and address the issues in which I'm highlighting, because if you don't, you're going to listen to scandal after scandal, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and you become accustomed to the latter rather than the former. You're being inundated on a daily basis, friends, literally 24/7 with another scandal. In some bureaucracy or some agency that's been created by the government. And how many different ways, do I need to point out many of these agencies and bureaucracies, folks, are completely unconstitutional. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and that's why we are where we're at today. But again, on a positive, friends, we have the power. We, the people, are the government. If we have something to complain about, keep in mind it's only a reflection. And I say to you, don't complain about what you're willing to tolerate. In other words, deal with the issues at hand, right? Well, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yesterday I shared with you that William Barr, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump's appointee for the Attorney General's position, he is a gun confiscation advocate. And I want to share with you again today, like I did yesterday, that when I went to the outlets that a majority of you people probably listen to, they're so busy praising Donald Trump, and while going to their website, you can see that they refuse to tell you what Donald Trump is really doing. Folks, you continue to err in the lies of those that continuously promulgate them and broadcast them. They're not telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They're telling you what you want to hear. So again, I asked the question. I laid it to your candor yesterday. I'll lay it to your candor again today. What's the difference? There isn't any. They're unwilling to tell you the truth. William Barr, President Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General, so you can hear it, listen carefully, William Barr is a gun confiscation advocate, okay? This is Donald Trump's a nominee for the Attorney General. He is a gun confiscation advocate. Now, again, let me remind you that under Donald Trump's administration, he was and is responsible during his tenure as the President of the United States that has banned bump stocks. And let me remind you, and to those that are listening for the first time maybe, that Donald Trump, and under his administration, off of this school shooting that took place in Florida, which we're still waiting to see the videos from, friends. They have not been delivered. There's over 70 cameras there. We've still not seen one video camera or evidence of that shooting or who was responsible for it because it counters eyewitness accounts. But it was interesting, after that school shooting in Florida there, there has been over 55 gun legislation acts incrementally disarming and encroaching upon the rights of the American people. The first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, 55 of those new legislative bills, which are unconstitutional, they're null and void. It's pretended legislation, friends, but they know that you'll drink the Kool-Aid because Donald said so. And it's wonderful. And you know how Donald likes to sensationalize things. He talks so unpresidential, friends. It makes me sick. It really does. But what's interesting to note is that 55 of those new gun legislation acts, policies which run counter to law, they undermine the Constitution, have been under a majority of, to the number of 26, under the majority of Republican governors. Okay, just so you know that you're being put to sleep. Read Matthew 13. The enemy sows tares while men slept, while America's sleeping. In so many different fronts. Again, William Barr is a gun confiscation advocate. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to let you know, too, in your own backyard, CARES, National Outreach Manager, Jeanine Shabbat, is open supporter of Jihadi Group Hamas and Rep. Rashida Tlaib. I just seen a picture of Rashida Tlaib, and I'll tell you what, it looks like a picture taken out of the Middle East, especially with the people that she has around her. We're going to hit a couple more of these articles on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, because it gets more intrusive and more intrusive, more encroaching upon the rights of the American people through overreaching and implementing through a power not delegated to them by we the people, from a power without. That means they're not working for you. They are working for special interests. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to contend or bring something to the table, per se, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I just want to let you know the enemy is within, not without. Just want to let you know that when I'm talking about the things that I'm talking about that are going on in your country today, I'm not talking to a third world country. Now, in the 50s, that may have been the case, but that's just not the case today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Commie New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announces plans to steal private property. Now, this should, again, come as no surprise to anybody due to the fact that America, look what you've let them get away with already. When you give them a pass, you add strength to tyranny. And that's what's happening here. When you give them a pass, you add strength to tyranny. I was just thinking of a quote by none other than Edmund Burke. And I know that Mr. Blasio, de Blasio, is not a king, but people treat him as such because you allow him to arbitrarily act out as a despot. In other words, that he is the final say. Instead of the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, for some reason or another, the American people have been led to believe, and you're teaching him that he can be the final word by allowing him to do what he does. Edmund Burke said, "Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle." In other words, you allow him to become a tyrant because you have refused to obey the law in dealing with the tyrant. Sounds like scripture, doesn't it? Well, it is. But this is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Commie New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announces plans to steal private property. Well, with the help of the Supreme Court judges that are unelected and appointed by the president, eminent domain, will probably get in there somewhere, and for some reason or another, the American people will stand back when it happens and say, "Oh, I don't know what just happened, but it just did." You know, this may sound like a negative conversation to those that are born of the spirit of the world. Yeah, because it doesn't appeal to your lusts. But when you're born of the Spirit, you have ears to hear and eyes to see, and you know that you've been sent by the Spirit of God to occupy, to seek and save that which is lost, to fight the good fight of faith, to trust in the living God to give you the victory. You're in a warfare. Most people don't realize that because they don't live in a warfare. Read Ephesians 6 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, leading through opposition continues. Secret Service, Nancy Pelosi is lying. Of course she's lying. She's been lying since day one, and how many times have the American people allowed her and have allowed her to lie to them? For years. The game goes on. Diversion. Let's take the cameras and continuously go back and forth and back and forth between corrupt politician to another corrupt politician. And behind closed doors and through diversive measures, let's go ahead and pass bills against the people. Yep, they've been doing that for years. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we go again. National Firearms Act challenged in Supreme Court on behalf of veteran. Okay, oh, we have rights, America. Isn't it interesting? They like to create unconstitutional wars, send our men to fight their unconstitutional wars, arm them to fight their unconstitutional wars, subject them to all manner of destruction. Danger. Folks, do you think about stuff like this? Because I think about stuff like this all the time. Isn't it interesting? Our military, they're empowered by this government to fight on their behalf, unconstitutional though it is. But when they come home, then they want to demonize them, veterans that fought their unconstitutional wars, by disarming them and then putting them on meds. And then we wonder why we have so many suicides amongst those that have fought in foreign wars. You know, another thing I think about, too, and I don't know that you've thought about this, but it's just my thought, and it's my radio show, so I get to throw my thoughts out there. But isn't it interesting that when they take our military, they take them over there, over to these third world countries, fight unconstitutional wars for their oil, for their drugs, whatever the case may be. They overthrow governments, whatever the case may be, said General Wesley Clark. But when they get over there, isn't it interesting how they subject them to vehicles that are just so open to harm's way that one has to ask the question, how is it that the politicians in America have armed detail, Secret Service, they're put in cars with bulletproof glass, and you dare not touch the politician that sent your boys to fight unconstitutional wars, and in many cases to kill off innocent people or to overthrow innocent governments that would not go along to get along. I mean, it's just really how it works, isn't it? They defend the politicians that are criminal in their acts, but our innocent boys somehow or another are led to go over there and to be subject to harm in so many different ways. I mean, people, do you think about stuff like this? Isn't that telling? Isn't that what this is all about anyways? But again, I mean, it was none other than, and I'm not being facetious, I'm being very serious. But then again, we had Henry Kissinger. By the way, Donald Trump just sought his advice, too, concerning Syria again. But it's interesting to note that it was none other than Henry Kissinger that said, you know, Our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. I guess that's not good enough for the American people either. I just don't understand what it's going to take. And I guess I do, but it's not what I want to acknowledge as to what it's going to take. Because it ain't going to be pretty at the end of the day, friends. Oh, that's what I was going to say to you. And if you think I'm kidding about unconstitutional wars, you might want to ask the question, friends, why is the American military, why is it that our government is putting military bases in foreign countries all over the world? As a matter of fact, we have 732 military bases in 148 countries. What? What did you say? I said the American Empire. I said you have allowed your government to establish 737 military bases in over 148 countries. There are 196 countries in the world, friends. Don't tell me they're not trying to establish this new order. This new order. And with the help of Donald Trump signing off on the USMCA, there you have it. Giving power to the UN and to foreign countries to interfere with the affairs of America. Again, yesterday I told you they have your eyes on the wall. And behind closed doors, what does Donald Trump do? He signs a bill that eradicates the wall, brings about a continent, right, to the governments. And how does he sell it? Oh, this is wonderful. This is excellent. I'm so happy to get rid of NAFTA. And yet you look at the USMCA bill. Again, conservatives are not talking about this, nor are the professed Christians, because they don't want to lose face in their support of Donald Trump. If they told you that this is what he's doing, then they're going to look stupid, right? Well, no. I mean, you can go back to this. When he does the right thing, we'll stand with him 100%. When he does the wrong thing, we'll stand against him 100%. See, that's what a patriot is. He upholds the law. He's not caught up into an unconstitutional party system. He stands there and does the right when they do the wrong. And he's there to do the right when they do the right. And he'll stand with those that do the right. But again, we're so accustomed to just the exact opposite that this is foreign to the American people. Again, I wanted to tell you, too, on the Sons of Liberty Media, there's an article called The American Empire, 737 bases, military bases in 140 countries. There's 196 countries. And the question I lay to your candor is, did you know? Probably not. I bet you probably didn't. Bet you probably didn't. We have H.R. 4174, Foundations and Evidence-Based Policymaking Act, FEPA, just eliminated our severally gutted 9 constitutional amendments, all under Donald Trump. Well, you're praising him, he's destroying. Well, you're praising him, you're destroying. Well, you're praising him, he's destroying. Yep. I shall have no other gods before me, the Lord said. Whatever you serve before the living God, it will be killed sooner or later. That's a fact, AccuJack. That's a fact. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, adding insult to injury, the U.S. loses big in trade war, import rose, export slashed. How did Donald tell it to you, America? Just the exact opposite. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. We have no arrests. A 10-year-old drag queen photographed with a naked adult male. I'll accept everybody's apology at this point, because I told you that this is exactly what it was about. And how many times was I and have been under attack by the sodomite homosexual community saying that that's not what it's about? Well, guess what, friends? It's exactly what it's about. See, you have a 10-year-old drag queen being photographed with a naked adult male. And it's interesting, on the other hand, then you have a cop that gets 90 days in jail for horrific child porn. And rightly so. And yet you have them promoting, and then when someone actually commits the act, then they go to jail for doing that. See how they teach you how to commit the crime?
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump says the U.S. must be able to detect and destroy any missile launch from any part of the world. The president says we will ramp up our own missile technology.
To ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
The Pentagon has been reviewing the U.S. missile defense system for months. The review is in response to growing concerns about missile advancements in Iran, China, and Russia. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi again asked President Trump on Thursday to reschedule his State of the Union address until the government shutdown ends, to which Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the show must go on.
I think the site security concerns is disingenuous. I think just be straight up. Look, I don't want you in front of the American people making your case. That's why she's doing it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, Facebook Bradley Dean, Twitter Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube Bradley Dean. I can check out those videos that we just posted. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Did you listen during the break, friends? Donald Trump talking about his great concern overseas with Iran and China and Russia in their missile capabilities, and he's going to defend the American people. Yet at home, they are silently encroaching upon your right to bear arms. This is how it works. This is how it works. If you pay attention to that, you learn the game, friends. You'll probably remain a free people. But that all comes between you and the Lord as to how that's decided. Because it all comes from the living God, the governor of nations, justifying the deeds of the damned. First scripture found in the Satanic Bible, written by the Black Pope Anton LaVey. Well, remember this guy too, by the way. The first scriptures, do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law. By the way, I wanted to go over to this because I was doing some homework on this earlier. And it's interesting to note how many people look at the hypocrisy in the church found in this country as an excuse to do something outside of what they should do. Instead of them taking the time to right the wrongs What do? They go out and they point out the hypocrisies of those that are they are unwilling to actually correct. What are you talking about? Anton LaVey, the author again of the Satanic Bible, said, on Saturday night, I would see men lusting after half-naked girls dancing at the carnival. And on Sunday morning, when I was playing organ for tent show evangelist at the other end of the carnival lot, I would see these same men sitting in the pews with their wives and children, asking God to forgive them and purge them of carnal desires. And the next Saturday, they'd be back at the carnival or some other place of indulgence. I knew then that the Christian church thrives on hypocrisy and that man's carnal nature will out no matter how much it is purged or scoured by any white light religion. He seemed to forget that the power of the blood comes into play, that washes us from our sins. And the Holy Ghost comes in and empowers us by grace to overcome through the faith given unto us by the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And so what does he do? He goes, he turns his back on God. Isn't it interesting how many of these, Darwin, he was on his way on a ship to go to Bible college. Right? And instead of righting the wrongs, what does he do? He gives himself over to idolatry, and he goes out and begins to teach what he doesn't believe. Oh, by the way, neither did Anton LaVey. And this sounds like so many different people throughout history. And hopefully if I get time, I'll get to them in the up-and-coming two segments in which we have left here on the show today. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was just thinking of Voltaire, who said that he was going to take the doctrine, the Bible, and he's going to destroy all of them. And he said he was going to take the doctrine of 12 stinky fishermen and do away with them, is what he said. He spent his whole life fighting against the God that he didn't want anybody to believe in. Well, the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Well, they do. And then at the end of his life, well, guess what? I'll talk about that in just a couple moments, Voltaire. But also keep in mind that his house was used after his death to actually reproduce Bibles worldwide, for those that did not know. God will always have the last word, friends. That is the history of mankind. And he's a gracious, merciful God, but I'll tell you what. There comes a point where you dare his justice, he is going to respond. Now, what I was talking about during the first segment as I was teeing this up, I was watching a documentary this week on a famous singer who died in the not too far past. And throughout this documentary, they start out by showing this young woman in her humble beginnings. And they were humble, friends. She started out as a single singer for a local Baptist church, leading up the praise and worship band, again, on her humble beginnings. And throughout this documentary, friends, you could, again, you didn't have to try to conjure up anything when it was talk, when I continuously highlight the humble beginnings because humble they were. And friends, when I watched this documentary, I mean, talking about a God-given gift. What a voice. Friends, she had it. And she did, to her credit, use it for the glory of God. Psalm 96, verse 1. That is at least in the beginning stages. When I was watching this, I was also thinking about how innocent she was and how seemingly pure she was and how all-American she was in so many different ways. Well, when she got a little older and graduated from high school, her mother then introduced her daughter to the music scene in New York City. And we all know what follows after this. 9 times out of 10, they are then slowly and incrementally sold out for the cause and purpose of Hollywood's hellish designers, along with their immoral minions, instructing up and up-and-comers as to how to win the world. And yet, in the end of her life, and those that they raise up, these up-and-comers, they unknowingly lose their souls. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. And it's interesting, too, when you watch documentaries on people that are very wealthy, not the rich and the famous, folks, almost without fail, after the wedding is over between them and their mammon, their riches, just a couple years into it, they become miserable, and they turn and say money's not the answer every single time. I mean, some of these people are so poor spiritually, they lack or they're destitute of the righteousness of Christ. The only thing that they have is money. That's how poor they are. Now, going back, I noticed that at every step, this woman made decisions to do the things that she chose to do. As a matter of fact, she said it. She made the choice to do what she did. She said, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Okay? And keep in mind, she was raised in a church. Everybody was led to believe that she was a Christian, along with herself. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. And I want to remind you, friends, that this is teeing it up, because at no time did I see anyone force her hand to make the choices that she made. She first begins to distance herself from her real friends. She then begins to fornicate, sex before marriage. She laughs that off. Then she begins to use drugs, cocaine, marijuana, drinking, etc. And I think you get the picture there. It simply went from bad to worse, and this all happened real quick. So in short, everything the party life had to offer, everything the world had to offer, she quickly adheres to it. Read 1 John 2:15 through 16. She went from serving Christ to the devil in a very short amount of time, and because of the false teachings in the American church, she, like so many others, still thought she was still secure of heaven. Read Galatians 5:13. You know, isn't it interesting when you look at how the grace of God is being used as an occasion for the flesh today, Galatians 5:13. And when you look at the satanic scripture, do what you want to do, isn't it interesting how they just run down the same channel today? Because people in this country do not realize what real grace is. It's the power to restrain from sin, friends. Webster's 18:28. Yes, it's the gift of God. But if you're thankful for that gift, friends, guess what? You live accordingly. And out of gratitude, you obey unto holiness, right? Read Romans 6. They've been given that form of doctrine that's been given unto them. So it starts out grace unto righteousness, right? Unto holiness. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3. So in short order, and to no one's surprise, this woman ends up overdosing on cocaine in a popular hotel in Los Angeles, California. By the way, there's many people that say otherwise. But we'll just go with the narrative, because it still works for what we're talking about. Now, what I did is we watched the documentary, and at the end of her life, and during her eulogy at her funeral, I watched the footage, again, of movie stars and music stars, ? Going up to the church pulpit and telling of the good times they can remember with this woman. And by the way, many that were speaking, friends, they were using foul language, talking about how they were being raised up in the church. But doesn't the Bible say in Ephesians 4:25 that, you know, we're to guide our conversation right by the grace that's been given unto us? Because I know that's what Scripture tells us. And yet again, some reason or another, people just don't understand that part of Scripture. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Right? Yeah. That's what it says. This one is more befitting because I hear this all the time. And it bewilders me. But when you sit at a table and you talk to people that have been talking about how they've been serving the Lord for how many years, and then they swear, they intermingle their conversation with that which is forbidden by the Spirit of God, which the Spirit of God condemns. And that's all you have to do is go to James 1:26, because the Bible again says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, the Bible says this man's religion is vain. So how does that work? I mean, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, the Bible tells us if we're born of the Spirit, John 3:3 and Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto us. And if we're sons and daughters of God, we're led by the Spirit of God. Are we led by the Spirit of God to do that which He condemns? No. You have to ask people what they're feeding on. And people, if you call yourself a Christian and you talk like the world, You need to put the mirror in front of you and examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Welcome back again to the last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for the emails and the responses via text, even. I appreciate it. If you want to call in and be so bold, please do. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the justifying of the deeds of the damned. Going back to this Christian singer, friends, during her eulogy, I watched the footage of movie stars and music stars, again, question mark, going up to the church pulpit and telling of the good times they can remember with this woman, and in many cases, swearing. During her eulogy, they were talking about how this woman is now in heaven. And it's interesting how heathens have a false assurance of the false gospel, as well as the modern-day churchgoers do. During her eulogy, friends, they were talking about how the Lord is wholeheartedly and approvingly accepting of her, though she never repented of her sins. A fornicator, an adulterer, okay? A drug user, totally neglected her kids. The list goes on. And yet, for some reason or another, God couldn't wait until she got there, according to these heathens. And everybody in the church, it was a packed church, everybody was smiling and clapping and praising Jesus, right? Oh, just hold on, friends. Again, the Lord is, during this eulogy, it's being conveyed to the people that the Lord is wholeheartedly and approvingly accepting of her, believing that she is now somehow smiling and that she is happier than ever before, according to these heathens and to these churchgoers. And they talked about as she from up there looks down at the rest of us, suggesting that she is now in a better place than we are. I mean, friends, really what this comes down to is maybe these people should actually take time to read the Bible. I mean, and how many times a year in this country do we hear similar stories? And it's not just the rich and famous that we hear these types of unscriptural eulogies. This is prevalent in the church in America today, and it goes across the boards. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you that there's nothing further from the truth. That it is all one that that's all one has to do is ask the man that ended up in hell and wanted someone to go warn his brothers to testify them, lest they also come into the place of torment. Luke 16:28. See, you need to understand, folks, this is a side note, but it's important. You're not to fear hell. Do you know that? I don't preach hellfire to drive you to the foot of the cross. No, I use the law of God to do that. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Just the way Jesus did. Go to Matthew 5:17. You're not to fear hell. You're to fear God. Read Luke 12:4. You're to repent before God, not before men. Acts 20:21. You're to put your faith in Christ, not into man, not into your priest, not into your pastor. Galatians 3:24, Ephesians 2:8. You're taught by Jesus what grace is and what it teaches and what it empowers you to do, to go and sin no more. John 8:11. So let's go back over to the man that was in hell. He didn't realize what he was in for. And, of course, he lived his life as such a good young man or a good older man that dies that, of course, he was told by his pastor and his preacher that, you know, you're going to heaven. And yet when you find in Scripture where it tells us that a man can do that, I would like to see that because I cannot find that. That's the Holy Ghost's job, to assure you of your salvation. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. If you have the life of the Spirit's going to bear witness. You don't need man bearing witness of what he doesn't know one way or another? What was the scripture reply to the man in hell? Abraham saith unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." What did they say in the New Testament in Luke 16:29-31 to the man in hell that was pleading with Abraham to go warn his brothers so they didn't end up in hell? Abraham saith unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." That's what used to be preached in this country all the way up until the 60s. The law and the prophets. And he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And Abraham said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Most people are lost. Friends, false teachers, by the way, are God's judgment on the people who don't want God, but in the name of religion, plan on getting everything their little carnal hearts desire. Period. That's why false teachers are raised up and are put out on the scene. Those people who sit under false teachers are not the victims. False teachers are the judgments of God upon them because they want exactly what the false teachers want as well. And it's not God nor his Son, Jesus Christ, that they want. They just want the benefits from a God that they have, in fact, created in their own minds. You know, the second commandment is, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." In other words, a God that looks and acts just like you. To suggest that a woman or a man that violates God's moral law, his whole life, he lives like the devil, but the preacher says otherwise, isn't it interesting how nobody pays attention to the fruit that that devil lived out, and yet for some reason or another, when he's dying, or when he dies at their eulogy, they pray him right into heaven. They usher him right into heaven. What Bible are you reading, America? I mean, folks, you can line them up. False teachers from one end of America to the other end. These are merely teachers of their own makings, as well as the people's, and all of this in accordance to their own desires. Read Exodus 32, verse 4. Remember when Aaron didn't want to wait for Moses, neither did the people of Israel that were delivered out of Egypt through the blood of the Paschal Lamb and were chained to the Ten Commandments? They didn't want that. They didn't want God. What did they do? They took the silver and gold, they gave it to Aaron, and Aaron created a what? A golden calf. And what did they say? These be our gods. These be our gods. Yep, they created it in their own image, what they wanted. So you get a people-pleasing false teacher in there to tell the people what they can have, what they can do, and to live without the fear of the Lord and departing from evil, Proverbs 16:6. All in the name of a counterfeit Jesus, in the name of another counterfeit gospel. Galatians 1:6-9. Friends, the people that subject themselves to such false teachers are not victims. False teachers are again, in fact, God's judgment upon them. And when it's all over with, and these emulators of the devil in action, while at the same time praising Jesus, keep in mind in Matthew 5:6, friends, the one that was possessed of devils ran to Jesus and began to praise him. And also keep in mind, Jesus went into the synagogues to deliver the people from unclean and foul devilish spirits. Where were they? At the end of the day, friends, you hear the preacher at their funerals preaching them straight into heaven. How does that work? It counters scripture, friends. It's just like what you hear in legislation today. Well, let's go ahead and have sanctuary cities. It's unconstitutional. Well, let's go ahead and strip away the rights of the people to bear arms. It's unconstitutional. And I meant to say that the first time. Let's kill babies. It's unconstitutional. Let's say two men and two women can get married. It's unconstitutional. But you allow it to happen because you don't do your own due diligence to know the difference. Well, it's happening in the church first. Okay? I mean, just think about this. The man that is such a drunk and beats his wife and neither provides for his children is somehow ushered into heaven on the day of his death. What are Americans listening to? The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, or idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." But this is what they step over. This is what they omit, friends, during these eulogies. And yet again, we hear from the pulpits across the country, in spite of Scripture, their distorted version of preaching at funerals filled up with people that have hardly ever been in churches, from drug addicts, drunks, adulterers, fornicators, the self-righteous, and everything you can imagine. They're all there in the church to honor their dead friend that the pastor, who has no business leading anyone's church, 1 Corinthians 12:28, gets up and he says, "You know, I praise God. I know." Even when he doesn't, this young man, he sold a lot of wild oats when he was just a young man. And when I was the one that led him to pray and receive Jesus Christ as his Lord, though he never took heed, 1 John 2:4, 1 John 5:12, the preacher prattles on. "I'm here to tell you that he's in heaven today, though he cannot scripturally give you that assurance. And all those lost sinners that attended went straight out of the church that remained in their sin and into the streets, justified in their sin because of the hirelings' preaching." Folks, John 10:12, I'm here to tell you, they're pathetic. They're pathetic. And they're not sons of God. We'll talk to you in 23. We'll finish this up tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.